I like to consider myself as a defensive back. When people ask me what position I play, I say defensive back. I don't like to limit myself. I can play safety, I can play corner, I can play nickel. Some people may have their opinions. Opinions varies, but I know what I can do, so I'm a defensive back.
What is it about your game that will transfer to the next level?
I think my physicality and just being consistent and working hard. You know, a lot of guys get to that level and get kind of complacent. I think I'm going to continuously work hard, be physical the way I've been all my life, and a lot of people don't want to play football that way these days, and I think that gave me that edge.
Did you watch Tyrann Mathieu at all, either last year or in college? I mean, there were some people that said maybe your games were a little similar in some ways.
I mean, in college, every weekend, a kid was on TV, so you had no choice but to watch his highlights, but I didn't really get a chance to pay attention to him in the NFL, but I always heard great things about him, so I hope he continues with the success that he's having and proving people were wrong about the size issues. He's opened up more opportunities for guys like myself.
Is there some other player who you maybe emulate a little bit, or in the pros who you like their game and maybe compare yourself to a little bit?
Well, not really, but I always hear guys say the guy Whitfield from the Vikings, Bob Sanders. Just anybody that's near 5'8", I'm getting compared to. So that's been the biggest thing.
What was your official title?
5'8", even.
So what do you have to overcome in that idea? Anything? You know, if you see someone like Cam Chancellor, for instance, who's 6'3".
Or insane defensive back, Rashad Reynolds, table 2.
I'm going to use him. If I'm on the field with him, I'm going to use him. I'm 5'8", he's 6'3", so that's my help. He's my protector out there. So I think football is 90% mental and 10% physicality. So if you can play football up here, then I can last. And I just continue to do the things that I've been doing all my life, and that's love the game and put in what I want out of it. I think safety gives me advantage due to the fact that I can see the whole entire football field. I believe in my football IQ. I like to diagnose the whole entire field to know what's going on. So I think that gives me an advantage. But I also can play corner. I like playing nickel. I like being close to the line of scrimmage where there's a lot of action, getting in the run, blitz a couple of times. I just like to have fun on the football field. It's all the time, every day, all day, every day.
So, being a smaller defensive back, how do you go about defending a larger tree-like receiver?
I think a guy like Kevin Benjamin, he gives me confidence because he's a guy that can play at the next level, and he's the big guy that guys are saying that I'll have to cover. And with guys like that, I think that he's a build-up speed guy. And these days, football is a passing league, and it's all about timing. And if you can be physical with guys like that off on the line, even just if they're on the line wasting 2 seconds fighting with you, then that's a win for me because he still had to get into his breaks. So it's different ways to cover different guys. So when I'm playing against a big guy, I'm getting into him, and I'm trying to disrupt timing. You have to get those guys their cushion. Guys like Tavon Austin, guys like Kenny Shaw that I had, you have to know where your hip is, and you have to be technique sound with guys like that and understand the speed and the quickness that they have and give guys like that kind of a one-way go. You got to know where your hip is, and you got to know who you're defending.
Would you rather get,
would you rather
hit a guy and cause a fumble, or would you rather get an interception?
It depends on who I'm playing. Well, I love doing it all, but if I had to, I'd say interception.
Why?
It just make me feel good, kind of imitate Dion, kind of do a little dance. You know, these days when you're knocking the ball off people, you got to worry about a fine coming your way. So I'd rather be safe and get an interception and do a dance. Well, they starting ejecting people. That may be worse. I'd rather get fined than get thrown out the game.
How much nickel did you play in college?
I didn't play it until my senior year. And this season, I played it like 75% of the time due to the fact that everyone goes spread. And we ran a lot of pressures at FSU. And I was able to blitz and disrupt the quarterback. I played nickel more often.